This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thousands of film and television writers went back to work this week. It's all over, but the actual voting on the proposed contract by members of the Writers Guild of America. The deal includes a first-of-its-kind clause for writers whose work on streaming platforms ends up drawing big crowds. Streamers like Netflix, Amazon, and Disney are going to be obligated to share some of their tightly held audience data with the union, quite possibly a first step to greater transparency in an industry that has not had a whole lot of it. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Figuring out what content TV and movie audiences are watching used to be fairly straightforward. Count movie tickets sold at theaters, or track a representative sample of household TV sets, like Nielsen does.
With streaming, that's really a different model today.
Jennifer Kent conducts market research on consumer habits with consulting firm Parks Associates.
A lot of the audience isn't watching a same title at the same time. You might be watching a title on your mobile phone or on this smart TV, and then this other TV in your household is actually an Amazon Fire Stick.
She says that fragmentation has made it hard for a third party like Nielsen to accurately track streaming data. But it's given platforms unprecedented insight into their viewers, says Charles Schrieger, a business professor at NYU and former executive at HBO.
They know exactly who is watching their shows, how long they're watching it. They know whether or not you've watched the whole season. They know how many minutes you've watched at episode one. They know everything.
And platforms haven't been very forthcoming with that information, says independent analyst Paul Erickson.
For most streaming services, maintaining a certain level of opacity has been advantageous, as they can essentially manage the messaging and perception around the performance of their content portfolio.
Because it's not just writers or actors who might want to know how content performs.
There's a number of different stakeholders that have wanted greater transparency for a while.
Like shareholders and advertisers, who are usually pretty nosy about seeing how their investments pay off. Of course, just because the WGA will get some data doesn't mean it will become public. They're under a non-disclosure agreement. But Erickson says the streaming platforms will be under increasing pressure to show their hands. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.